This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for February 8th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. MarketsWiki was successfully migrated to a new hosting provider over the weekend and is noticeably faster to load. Thank you to Jeff Bergstrom, JLN's CIO, for his hard work this weekend to make this happen. Note, right now, CryptoMarketsWiki.com is down. It should be back in a couple of hours. The CME Group has launched Ether Futures, expanding its crypto derivatives offerings in this emerging asset class. Tim McCourt, CME's Global Head of Equity Index and Alternative Investment Products, said in a press release, "The addition of Ether, along with our liquid Bitcoin futures and options, will create new opportunities for a broad array of clients, whether they are looking to hedge Ether positions in the spot market or gain exposure to this cryptocurrency on a regulated derivatives marketplace." Canton has been named a best place to work for LGBTQ equality by the Human Rights Campaign. Japan's Topic Stock Index has closed at its highest level since 1991. Jeff Carter has a blog post on his Points and Figure site titled, "I Thought I Was Going to Die." He was diagnosed with IPF, and you have to read the story to find out the happy ending. "If all my aches and pains aren't enough to tell me I'm old, I learned it again this weekend during the halftime show when I had to ask, who is The Weeknd?" Did you know the USS New York was built from 24 tons of steel from the fallen towers of 9/11? One of the most state-of-the-art amphibious warships in the Navy's fleet, she is manned by a crew of 360 sailors and three permanently assigned Marines. Her motto is "Strength forged through sacrifice, never forget." This factoid was posted to LinkedIn by John Vichuro. Thank you to IEX for the gift of some lit hot sauce. It might be one of those gifts that keeps on giving. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign over the weekend. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. The Security Traders Association, or STA, has a new Trading Views podcast out, Episode 7, in which they speak with former SEC Commissioner Michael Piawar, Executive Director of the Milken Institute Center for Financial Markets. The conversation covers the mission statement of the Milken Institute and his role, as well as GameStop and the recent market volatility, insights into SEC's response, market infrastructure, T+2 settlement, and the Super Bowl. You can listen to it on a link in today's newsletter, Sarah Rudolph Reports. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The spread is out, and the title is Meme War. Matt Rabel writes, "I can honestly say I didn't expect the hysteria around option traders on Reddit to go away in a week, but I'm surprised at just how intensity the furor has persisted. Some are framing this as a David and Goliath moment, a point in history when amateur traders, many of them presumably unemployed because of the pandemic and jaded by the current economic system, struck out against wealthy hedge funds using Robinhood, a trading platform that prides itself on bringing financial inclusivity to average Joe investors. The appropriateness of that analogy is debatable, but it has gained traction nonetheless." To watch the spread, go to johnlothiannews.com. Eurex wants you to know about Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. Eurex invites you to join the virtual edition of the Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. It will take place on the 23rd and 24th of March, covering European and U.S. zones. The Derivative Frankfurt 2021 will be held as a virtual edition with thought leadership insights, industry debates, keynote speeches, and virtual networking opportunities. The Derivatives Forum is the leading European event focused on trading and clearing for derivatives and securities financing across asset class. We look forward to welcoming you on March 23rd. For a link to this, go to johnlothiannews.com and look in today's newsletter. Here is a press release from CBOE Global Markets. ETFs Capital acquires ETF.com from CBOE Global Markets. ETFs Capital, a strategic investment group, today announced it has acquired the business of ETF.com, one of the world's leading authorities on ETF news, analysis, and education, from CBOE Global Markets, a market operator and global trading solutions provider. My comment, CBOE selling things is interesting, but I'm not sure why. Here is a story from Bloomberg and Peter Coy. Out of grief, MIT's Andrew Lo invented a better way to finance biomedical innovation. A company he inspired, Bridge Biopharma, is worth $9 billion and is creating cures for orphan diseases. Andrew Lo of Massachusetts Institute of Technology lost six people he was close to, including his mother, to cancer in the span of 4 years, about a decade ago. When he investigated what could have been done to save them, he discovered that the development of cures was being held back by bottlenecks in his own specialty, finance. His efforts to make things better has begun to produce results, including a $9 billion company he co-founded that is developing cures for orphan diseases. My comment, this Mohamed Ardidi winner is one of my favorite economists and authors. Here are your top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was CME Group Inc. named slate of director nominees. Second was Bloomberg's When Will Life Return to Normal in 7 years at today's vaccine rates? Third was JLN's video interview, John Vanderbleek, The Path to Electronic Trading. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. The site now has 199,821,416 pages viewed, with 25,336 pages in the site. There have been 230,018 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.